Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Please go online to reserve your time to visit the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. The Botanic Garden is open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. Come to see the wonder of springtime. As we enter the garden walking past the Palm Circle, we head toward the Volunteer Garden and the Children's Garden. Due to its narrow paths, the Children's Garden is currently closed, but right at the edge along the main path is a huge lion's tail plant in glorious hot tangerine-colored bloom. This plant is a member of the mint family that can grow to 5 feet tall and more than 3 feet wide. The flowers are tubular in shape and arranged in whorls spaced around on the tall, square stem. Native to southern Africa, in our warmer Mediterranean climate, it may bloom right through the summer and into early winter, making them a reliable nectar source for birds, butterflies, and hummingbirds. Following the basic one-way traffic flow through the garden takes us directly toward the vegetable and herb beds. One bed is a lovely study of red flowers with coral bells in one corner and some orange calendula along the side for contrast. Looking forward from this spot gives us a wonderful view of the Bird of Paradise display, which is a total contrast in sizing. The giant white Bird of Paradise planted in the middle of the bed is over 20 feet tall, while the striking orange flowers of the more common smaller Bird of Paradise blooms all around its base. Did you know that the common Bird of Paradise flower seen in our garden is the official flower of the City of Los Angeles? Turning left at the intersection of the paved paths just past the Bird of Paradise bed will take us on a walk past the cactus and succulent beds. This is the perfect time of year to walk through the cactus garden. Many of the plants are blooming, but you need to look often as the cactus flowers rarely last more than a day or two. Examples are the Piteo de Mayo and Echinopsis. Also in bloom right now in the cactus patch are the tall slipper plant and the agave. If you walk along Tram Road, you'll notice the sweet fragrance to the air coming from the beautiful jacaranda trees. Those are the tall trees with the purple blooms that you're walking under. If you take a left turn from Tram Road, heading into the center of the garden on Canyon Road, you'll be treated to many lovely spots of shade and dappled sunlight along with the many yellow bell plants that are in bloom. However, if you take the Creek Lane, you are treated to the hot red blooms of the tree fuchsia, a plant that can grow to 50 feet tall. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.